did Riley look to you this first regular season game?
Inconsistent. You know, he had a nice punt on the 54-yarder. I think his net was 42-7 for the game. I thought the guys covered well, though, which was good, you know, holding Ginn back. But, you know, we're going to have to see better, and that's what I said going into last week. I want to see him progress as the year goes on.
When it is inconsistent, are there things you can do as a coach, or does he just have to get out there and kick it and hope it goes 45-plus yards?
No, yeah, you can do some things. I mean, we've watched some tape. You know, we've watched some tape of other people around the league and trying to get him you know, to where he's locked into his technique and what makes a successful punter in the league, and that's what we're going to keep doing with him.
Gary said that he had a great warm-up before the game and then didn't quite carry over. Is that something you've seen before with rookies, a little preseason opener jitters there?
Yeah, I've seen it with a lot of rookies. So, I mean, not just punters. I've seen it with a lot of rookies. But, you know, he did have a great warm-up, and, you know, that's why I don't get real jacked up about the warm-ups anymore, because I've seen it with 10-year vets too. So we just got to keep working, and I think he will. I think he's going to be a really good player down the road.
You had talked about how you thought the kickoff or the touchback rule might backfire a little bit and increase the kickoffs. Did you see that at all in week one?
Yeah. I mean, if you watch the New England game, I think they put it to the sideline every time, 4 out of 5, I believe. But you know, we're charting it, and it, like I said during the year, it's going to be a you know, game-to-game situation, situation-to-situation, too, you know. So it's going to be something that we have to, you know, monitor as the year goes on. And, you know, our guys covered really well the other night on Teddy Ginn, but it's another challenge this week. So we just got to see how it goes.
There have been reports to suggest that might be reviewed after week 4. Are you guys operating under that premise?
I'm operating under this week's premise. You know, I'm not worried about all that stuff down the road. I saw the commissioner's comments about eliminating kickoffs too, you know, which I don't think it was asked to him whether he said he was going to eliminate kickoffs. He just said that it's been proposed. You know, I'd like to hear what his thoughts are on it, you know. But I hope that doesn't happen, because I think it deters from a lot of younger players getting a chance to get out there and play football. You know, I mean, we've got a guy here, Kayvon Webster, that's a young corner that is the fourth corner on a really good team, and you know, showed he could play ball last year. And I think that happened in a kicking game. And hopefully people get more confidence in guys as they watch them, as they go through it. And then I also think that, you know, the player safety part of it is so, so ultra important. But we've got to do a good job as coaches of teaching guys to tackle better and more sound and not, you know, not exposing them and then blocking the same way. And I think that's going on.
Have you noticed how much the snap, hold, and execution of that actually won and lost games last week? Not necessarily your game, but, your game. Starting with your game.
Yeah.
With Carolina there, and then they had the Arizona game. There was a few of them.
Yeah, it's, you know, in the Arizona game, that was a rookie snapper. So that's a little bit understandable anyway. But, you know, their guys, that's a veteran group. That's the same group that we played against in the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, you just have to adjust to it. And guys that can adjust to poor snaps, you know, they're valuable for sure. You don't want to see it very often, but, you know, certain kickers can, and certain kickers struggle doing that.
Do you show your guys that film of that and say, hey, this is something that we need to correct and make sure we don't do this during the week?
Yeah, we watch a lot of the big plays around the league, a lot of the things, a lot of the trends and stuff like that. So they've seen that. But, you know, I don't want to show them and say, hey, don't do this. You know, I mean, that's just not the way I coach. Some people do that. I don't really want to be that way. So, well, they'll see it, yes.
If teams call that last second timeout right as the snap comes through on your team, what would you say? What's your advice to them to kind of not get psyched out by that moment?
We'd like to do exactly what they did. I thought they operated correctly. I thought, you know, you'd like to kick that ball. It's always two shots, you know. I mean, it's a practice swing is what we look at it as. And I think everybody's like that around the league. It was really, really late, though, for them to be able to kick that. I mean, the whistle blew. You'll see in the film, the official was over the ball, put his hands up like he's going to block it. I mean, it's the darndest thing I've ever seen. I'm not kidding you. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. But he still got the kickoff, and I'm glad he got the second kickoff instead of that first one.
When Norwood went out with the injury, I think we saw Taylor back there. Who's the backup punt returner?
Yeah, we're working several guys there. You know, obviously Emmanuel, we're going to work him back there. Tlaib's work back there. We've got plenty of plans to try to help guys out. And then 87's also caught a lot of punts during preseason.
When that kickoff, or around that kick, excuse me, how do you balance bringing pressure, trying to get after it, and not having a guy jump off sides to move the kick a little bit closer?
Yeah, that's a good point. We try to you know, formulate what we think is the best way to attack opponents' weaknesses, and you know, our guys did a great job on that when we changed the rush up a little bit during the timeout. And, you know, Crick, when you look at it on the tape, Crick did a great job of getting his hand up and getting some penetration. But it's definitely something you got to work on.
Okay.
That it? Thank you.
Thanks.